Well, once again, this is When Worlds Collide, and here we are on Sunday, same day, new time slot for When Worlds Collide. Now we will be airing this show 9 to 11 p.m. on Sunday evenings. This is a permanent time slot. I'll be here every Sunday evening bringing you progressive jazz rock fusion. And welcome back to the Amelia Poe Love Show, who is in the 7 to 9 p.m. slot here at Downtown Radio. A hearty welcome to Amelia Poe. And a couple weeks ago, you know, things going on, work, everything got a little busy, but I did an interview with a band based out of Phoenix. They're called Jade Road, and I'm going to start off this next set with the track Blabbermouth, and we'll play some excerpts from the interview. You're listening to KTDT Tucson, 99.1 FM, Downtown Radio. I'm Max Webster, and visiting with me today via the internet is Jade Road, all the way from the Phoenix area. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time out to say hello and chat with us for a little bit here.
Cheers.
And let's go around. Let's do introductions first. So just tell me your name, what you play, and we'll go from there.
Sure. I'm Jamie, and I play bass.
I'm Dave, and I play drums.
I'm Rod, and I play keyboards.
Well, my name is Ed. I play guitar.
Nice. So, well, You guys seem to gel pretty good together. How long have you guys been together as a band?
3 years?
Almost 2.5 years. Yeah. We're not sure. I think the pandemic has messed up our timeline a bit.
Oh, it's messed everybody's timeline up. So when you guys first, did you guys know each other prior to this project?
No, I think Jamie and I, Jamie and I have been playing together for 15 years.
Since 2004.
Yeah, a long time. So Jamie and I have been through several iterations in different bands, but you know, we wanted to do something new this time, and we were just so fortunate to find these two guys that have been playing with us for about almost 3 years now.
And you guys describe it as a jazz funk fusion with a little bit of rock mixed in. How did we come about that that genre? Or yeah, have you always been jazz musicians?
No. I wouldn't. No, I started out rock and blues, you know, Led Zeppelin, Van Halen, and all that. And then I think it was 1982. My older brother played his guitar. He gave me a copy of a CD. It was Pat Metheny's Off Ramp, and I was like, holy cow, this is like,
it is an amazing album.
You know, guitar play, you know, instrumentation playing on a much higher level than I ever really heard, you know, and
changed your life.
So yeah, but by that point I was already like 22 or something like that, so learning jazz now, like when you're older, it's, you know, it's harder. I wish I learned it when I was a kid, but
yeah, I think, you know, for me it's been started off playing rock. Then was doing some, this is Jamie, by the way, swing back when I was living in California, playing the upright. And then Rod and I were working together in kind of a jazz funk thing. And when that dissolved, we wanted to, you know, put something else together. And we went through a few different iterations. Okay. And then a mutual friend had said, hey, I know somebody who plays guitar who wants to get into jazz. Would you be willing to meet him? And I thought, oh, who's this guy going to be? He can't be very good. And then Ed showed up. Holy moly, this guy is really good. And so then we kind of, you know, we started looking around, and there was a Craigslist ad. Dave had put something out saying, you know, looking for a band and serious people only. We thought, let's get this guy in. And before that, we had some other folks that came in and didn't really do a great job. I think we scared them a little bit. And when Dave came in, we're like, let's throw the hardest thing that we have at him. Let's throw the most difficult thing that we have, which was Big Larry at the time. That's one of our songs. And holy moly, Dave like knocked it out of the park. And so, you know, I think for us in terms of styles, it's been great because I think each of us have a different kind of point of view that we come from. But that's really complementary in terms of how it kind of blends together. And I think that comes out in the recordings.
It does. That's what I like, the way you guys just play together and everything just gels just right. And the sound just moves. It's good. I like it. So a couple of years, you guys. Go ahead, Dave.
This is Dave. I'd say for me, I started out playing a lot of like Southern gospel. We had a lot of music in our home growing up, me and my older brother. And because of our parents being really into Southern gospel and 50s music, because of them growing up in the 50s, we kind of grew up on that. And then my brother started introducing me to other artists, and I got into jazz and then funk and then rock. Of course, playing a lot of Rush tunes and other things like that is Led Zeppelin, and then got into Dream Theater and then back into the jazz thing. So kind of back and forth over the years, and then being in jazz band and concert band in school and marching band, things like that. It's really kind of helped me expand my horizons, so to speak.
Yeah, I guess this is Rod. I started doing sort of progressive stuff, you know, and then this was the 1980s, and I was living in Chile. My parents are from Chile, so this was in the early 80s. We ended up we started a new wave band. And, you know, we actually got signed by EMI Records, and I was kind of a new wave kind of guy. Yeah. Someday I'll show you some very embarrassing pictures. I have some embarrassing pictures of me from the 80s.
Oh, man.
And then, you know, we came to the States, and to be honest with you, I thought I'm never going to find anyone to play with the kind of music I'm interested in. And then in like, I think 2004, Jamie and his band showed up and I thought, wow, these guys, I can play with these guys. And so I think that started a really good partnership that has lasted through this time. So our previous band was called the Catfish Groove Farm. There's still some stuff out there from us.
I'll have to look for it.
I think we're out there, and you can. We're on all. I think we have some albums on the streaming platform. So, Yeah. So after Catfish broke up, we did a couple of projects. You know, we said with Jamie, you know, we're gonna do different projects. Jamie did a very amazing progressive rock instrumental album. And after we did that, I said, I want to do a jazz album. And we did a jazz album with a bunch of other musicians and a horn section. And then after that was done, we said, let's get back to our funk jazz roots and let's find really good musicians and revive this whole thing again that we had done with the Catfish Groove Farm. And that's, I think, how this band came to be. And it's just been great, you know, to get back into this genre. We know that there maybe isn't a huge number of, you know, listeners for this kind of music these days, but we want to make the music that we like, you know, and that makes us happy.
Thank you.
So when you guys started and you guys got together, it was intention to be a jazz rock fusion band?
For me personally, I had been into rock cover bands, tribute bands, and things like that. And, you know, I always wanted to get into the fusion jazz scene, but I could never find anyone, really. And I didn't think I ever would find anyone locally. And then just got lucky through a friend that knew Jamie. So, my intention was, this is going to be fusion jazz or nothing.
Yeah. Well, and I think another really important thing for us is that the music is original. We wanted to do our own things. It's easy to cover stuff. You know, I think that's easy for a lot of bands. Although I realize, you know, some covers could be difficult to play. But we wanted to do original music. We wanted to come up with our own ideas. And I think that has also fueled a lot of the music that we make. We want it to be unique, original stuff that we have written rather than someone else's. So
when you guys are playing together and when you first started, I mean, and you knew your direction, what you wanted to do, how did the songwriting process and everything, how did that come about?
Yeah.
I would say we just kind of started, kind of recording little riffs and things and sending them to each other through email. And, you know, like Jamie and Rod sent a lot of stuff out and saying, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? They'd write a lot of stuff at home, and then we'd get to a rehearsal and kind of play that a little bit and play around with it and start to add to it and just kind of really go from there and put together some other pieces and just have fun with it.
Yeah, and I think there's a few different ways that we do it. This is Jamie, by the way. I think there's some songs that kind of either one of us will kind of come up with like the basic idea of the song, like kind of like the progression. And then each one of us adds to that and makes suggestions. That's one way. And another way is we kind of will get in this room that we're in right now and we'll just start to goof off a bit and something will gel in that way. And then we start to build on those things. So we record all of our rehearsals and then I go through occasionally and kind of listen to those and see if they're kind of cull the best stuff out of that and then show it to the guys. And then we start to see if we have something to build off of there. And I think one of the fun things is we kind of challenge each other in certain ways by playing things that feel kind of off or different or weird and to see what the other guy's going to do. Like, I wonder what this guy's going to do with this. Sometimes it falls flat and people give you a dirty look. And other times, the other person really responds in a way and it kind of gels. And those moments are really, they feel really great as a creative person to be not by, you know, because I think all of us could write music by ourselves. But there's something when we get together as a collective that really, you know, turns out to be unique, and the sum becomes, you know, kind of greater than the individual parts. And that's why I just love doing this, is being able to get together with these guys and see what's going to happen. We get together on Friday nights, and I look forward each week to Fridays. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Wooden Worlds Collide in our new and improved time slot, Sundays 9 to 11 p.m. here at Downtown Radio. And I've been playing an interview that I did a couple weeks ago with the band Jade Road. They're a progressive jazz fusion funk rock band, and they are based out of Phoenix, and their album is called Ambidextrous. It's really good stuff, and I played a couple of tracks from the album. At the beginning of the set was Blabbermouth, in between a couple of interviews was Busy Signal, and the last track I just played was called Big Larry, and I'll be airing some more of the interview in the next set. But once again, I'm Max Webster. This is When Worlds Collide, and I'm going to continue on with segments from the interview I did with the band Jade Road here at Downtown Radio Tucson.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's really that's been fortunate for us is we kind of have this room set up in a way that we can just show up, plug in, and play, and then kind of record and get a decent recording of whatever it is that we want to do. And then when we're really kind of in that recording space, when we decide, okay, now we're gonna do takes of our songs that might go on a CD, then we make some tweaks and some changes. But you know, I think one of my favorite things about being in this band is the intention is to create new music and to push ourselves into new territory. And sometimes that works out really well, and other times it kind of falls maybe a little flat. And I think all of us will be the first to kind of say to each other when it's not really working. And then we kind of come back to something, or we shelve something for a while and then we bring it back a little bit later.
Yeah.
But I feel very grateful that we have the opportunity. You know, all of us have full-time jobs, and so putting together a CD and recording a record takes a while. You know, it's like a month of Sundays, or a month of Fridays, you know, to get something done. And and yet we're all committed, and we show up, and we, you know, and we do our part. And Dave in particular is really good in the studio. We call him One Take Dave. He blasts the most complicated stuff, and that makes it really easy for the rest of us to be able to put our parts down.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, this is Rod, by the way. The very last, the bonus track at the end of the CD is just a quick take of us just in the studio spontaneously just jamming, you know, and just
that was
stuff that just came out with absolutely no preconceived ideas at all. And we just thought, wow, this sounds great. Let's just put it out there as a bonus track at the end of the CD. So we,
is that the track Secret Sauce?
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
That was just tape recorders were on. We just screw it. Let's
just see what happens.
And I came out, and when you listen back to it, I was like, yeah, that was better than I thought it was.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you.
So the CD, you had it, was it, did you guys master it? You send it off to be mastered, or?
It was all done here.
So recording, mastering, mixing?
Jamie did. Jamie was the engineer, pretty much all producer and mastering, mixing, editing, everything. Wow,
nice. Yeah, I think we sink all of our money into gear, and the cost of mastering is a little bit above it. So that's something that I think that that we could, I think our records could improve in terms of their sound. I think we're constantly working on that in terms of
getting better.
I think getting better at the craft of this, and the hard part, I think, is. And I think my friends here will attest to this, which is, it's hard to know when something's complete, when it's finished, because you could always continue to work on it and try to make it better. You could always do another take and try to make it better. And at some point you have to say, this is what I can do at this particular point in time. And I think it's hard. It's hard to let go of something and put it out there and say, this is what we can do at this particular point in time, because we all know that on another day at another time we could do a better job. I don't know if you guys feel the same.
Oh,
way.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, this is the Geffen, right?
Yeah.
Good enough for now.
Right.
Thank you.
So when you're playing live, I mean, how close to the song structures do you play? Do you jam, or do you want to extend the guitar solos, or?
Yes, we have to tell Ed to stop soloing.
we play pretty much like on the CD, but for the CD, we kept short the improvisational sections because, you know, to allow for more tunes. But live, we stretch it out a bit more than what was on the CD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is Tommy. I'm in the audience whenever they play. So I get to see what they're like. And they are amazing live. They go beyond what they did in the studio. I think they make improvements on it as they go on, and to where the live, seeing them live, it's a big improvement actually over what's already amazing in the studio out. I would have to say they do get they're very impressive.
You're listening to KTDT Tucson, your downtown Tucson community-sponsored rock and roll radio station. Well, there's a lot of memes out there about bass players and a few about drummers.
I have a good
too,
joke about that, but it's pretty long. So.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time to sit and talk for a bit. And I know you're in rehearsal and yeah, I really appreciate it. And I love the music and I'll keep pushing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the interview.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Really, really appreciate it.
We really, really do.
You're listening to When Worlds Collide on Downtown Radio Tucson and wrapping up an interview I did with the band Jade Road. Great band based out of Phoenix, and you can obtain their music, listen to them, get their bio information at jaderoadmusic.com. They are available on streaming services and social media. Check them out, Jade Road. And the music we heard in that last set was going in descending order. That was a title track to the album Ambidextrous. In front of that, Deep Pockets. And then going before the top of the hour, Only Tennessee, No Wonder, live track Secret Sauce, and the track Lars Vishnu, all here at Downtown Radio. Again, that's Jade Road. Their album is Ambidextrous, and Jade Road Music is the website.